Ukraine security issue.
On April 23rd, the 59th day of Russia's war against Ukraine, the enemy forces attacked Mykolaiv. As a result, a powerful explosion thundered in the city. The rocket destroyed cafes and damaged houses. The cities of Odessa and Dnipro also came under attack. Russian forces also shelled the Chernihiv region, the fourth time in a few weeks since the Ukrainian armed forces cast them out of the area. Meanwhile, in the Sumy region, also liberated from invaders, the enemy conducted air reconnaissance. At the same time, the threat of air and missile strikes from Belarus remains very high. Currently, Russian military forces are moving from Belarus to the east. According to Ukrainian intelligence, Russian troops are completing their regrouping in the Donbas region and trying to identify the most vulnerable areas of the Ukrainian armed forces to launch a large-scale offensive. The Russian military command has not kept to its statements about stopping the assault on Azovstal in Mariupol. The shelling continues. Ukrainian intelligence reports that the occupiers plan to use special forces to the onslaught. In general, the situation in Mariupol remains unchanged. The Russian military controls the larger part of the city, and the Ukrainian army continues to defend the premises of the Azovstal steel plant. The U.S. Permanent Representative to the OSCE, Michael Carpenter, stated that Russia could have used tear gas with chemicals during the storming of Mariupol. The Mariupol City Council reports that Russian occupiers have deported 308 Mariupol citizens to the Far East in the port of Nakhodka. First, the Russians almost razed the city to the ground, and now the occupiers had to release some civilians into Ukrainian-controlled territory due to international pressure. They deport everyone else to the most depressing Russian areas. Meanwhile, the shocking truth about the atrocities of Russian soldiers is being revealed. They killed two young actresses from the local theater in Mariupol. The girls starred in a play based on the Chronicles of Narnia, written in the London Underground during the Nazi bombing of Great Britain. The Russian occupiers are now actively clearing the streets littered with the bodies of citizens. In particular, the blockages of the bombed drama theater of Mariupol. The bodies are packed in plastic bags and taken out of the city to a trench. The situation remains tense in Kharkiv. People die in the city every day. The occupiers do not stop shelling the regional center and its suburbs. Ukrainian soldiers heroically defend and counterattack the enemy. Over the past day, they managed to liberate three settlements from the invaders. The fiercest fighting continues near the town of Izum. Through this city, Russian soldiers are trying to get into the Donbas. According to the Izum city council head, Maxim Strelnik, the city is currently under partial occupation, and about 12,000 civilians remain hostage to the Russian invaders.
Російські окупанти відмовляють надавати будь-які гуманітарні коридори для доставки найелементарнішого. Це
The Russian occupiers refuse to provide any humanitarian corridors for the delivery of food, water, medicine, and the evacuation of the elderly, children, women, and those in need of medical assistance. They use these people as human shields to defend themselves from the Ukrainian armed forces. But people are waiting for the liberation of the city. The Russian occupiers are trying to forcibly engage local men and young people into their illegal military formations under the threat of weapons. Men absolutely refused to cooperate with them, said Maxim Strelnik, head of the department of Izum City Council. According to Ombudswoman Ludmila Denisova, in the occupied Kakhovka in the south of the country, the occupiers set up a torture chamber in the police station. Men are being held against their will, they are beaten and tortured with electric shock. Russian soldiers detain even men who have nothing to do with military service on the city streets, Denisova said. Deputy chairman of the Ukrainian Agrarian Council, Denis Marchuk, said that in the south of Ukraine, Russian soldiers are destroying agricultural enterprises, machinery, and clearing fields to disrupt the sowing campaign. In Zaporizhia and Kherson, Russians export grain from warehouses. Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov said that only modern weapons can stop the aggressor. The Ukrainian army needs artillery, means of long-range destruction, tanks, armored vehicles, and aircraft, said Oleksiy Reznikov.
Злам відбувся, філософія змінилася, і до 55-го калібру артилерію ми починаємо отримувати від Сполучених Штатів.
There has been a breakthrough and the philosophy has changed. We are starting to receive 155 caliber artillery from the United States, from France and from our other partners. Principally because now we can inflict damage not in a 20-kilometer range, but for example over 40. And this should fundamentally change the picture of this war. Our partners did not believe that Ukraine could win. Some even believed that Ukraine would fall in 72 hours, as dreamed of by the Kremlin's general staff. But when Ukrainians demonstrated courage and principled position not to give up their land, the main thing they are beginning to understand is that their strengthening of Europe's eastern flank should actually be strengthening of Ukraine, said Oleksiy Reznikov. We have access to a new Russian statement that suggests the reality of Russia's intentions to take up nuclear, chemical, or biological weapons to destroy Ukraine. Russia's defense ministry has said that the United States and NATO are preparing provocations to accuse the Russian army of using chemical, biological, or nuclear weapons in Ukraine. The Russians named Kyiv, Kharkiv, Mariupol, Slovyansk, Kramatorsk, and the Zaporizhia nuclear station as potential targets of these imaginary provocations. As we have reported, spreading fake news and then embodying them is one of Russia's most common methods used in the war against Ukraine.